Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS, casino experience, and more. Today's episode, Crazy Casino and Gambling Dreams. This is episode 57, season 2. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It is going really, really well today. And part of the genesis of this episode title is that I was so tired yesterday that I fell asleep before 9 o'clock at night and woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I had a lot of dreams.
Good dreams, I hope.
Yeah, some of them were a little wacky. I think sometimes when you're too tired and you fall asleep too early, your dreams get a little stranger, but who knows? I also want to... I keep meaning to say this, though. I think we've said this before. For our loyal listeners who listen or watch Yo 11, just so you know, Movestro is magical. I love that. Movestro is magical. And just so you know that we record this show, like right now we're recording the show at 5:15 Eastern time. That would be 3:15 Pacific for you West Coast people, or 11:15 PM in Rome. And if so that you know that usually this show is dropped within about an hour of us recording because Movestro does all this magical stuff. So if you ever want the most updated Yo 11 as soon as it drops, which is supposed to usually be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you're going to want to catch us on YouTube because this guy, me, who tends to always be backed up on things, is the one who drops the podcast audio. And currently, I'm a few days behind on the podcast audio, even though I always endeavor to try to drop it the same evening. So just so you know, if you really want your Yo 11 fix, you should YouTube it. Does that sound good? Is that a good way to describe it, Movestro?
That sounds good, and thank you for making it clear that you are very backed up. I would like to suggest a high-fiber diet. That might be the way to go. And now it's time for the news and views. The newest renderings of the potential Las Vegas A's baseball stadium on the Las Vegas Strip were released today. The latest renderings represent the latest look at a potential stadium to be built at the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana Avenue on the Las Vegas Strip. According to the news release, the ballpark will seat 33,000 people and provide an outdoor feel with views of the city's skyline. Additionally, the ballpark is set to include the largest screen in Major League Baseball, an 18,000 square foot jumbotron. The news release compares the renderings to a, quote, spherical armadillo, end quote, designed to enhance natural light. Although at first look, it looks like a scaled down version of the Sydney Opera House, just being honest. According to the release, 2,500 on-site parking spaces and a 2 to 3 acre plaza will be available. The athletics organization works with Clark County and Nevada Department of Transportation officials to organize access to the potential stadium. And that's going to do it for the news. And now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
Term of the day is spherical armadillo.
Indeed.
I'm just grasping onto spherical armadillo because I just can't, I have to hold on to that. So this is cool. Like, though I didn't realize, I don't know the size of regular jumbotrons. And of course, Vegas is the land of the sphere, which is probably the most jumbo kind of jumbo visual thing that there is out there. But that's cool. That's a good observation that it seems to look a lot like the Sydney Opera House. I have to tell you, since this is breaking news, I haven't really paid a lot of attention to it. But hey, I think it's all great stuff. It's like more Vegas goodness. Do you think this is really going to happen, though, like this? Like, what's your opinion?
I don't know, man. It's too far out. You know, we always see like renderings of the – I mean, look what Resorts World became as opposed to what it was originally going to look like. And it's – you know how it is, man. It's Vegas. Nothing – you know, it's – every rendering is short-lived. I look forward to what the next rendering is going to be, but it would be pretty cool. I did notice that it does look a lot like the Sydney Opera House, but I mean, it kind of makes sense for the Las Vegas Strip when you look at, you know, it's got their, you know, rendition of, you know, the tower, the Paris, the Eiffel Tower, you know, the pyramids, you know, stuff like that, like a little piece of each country. So I think that the design fits because it seems like they go for, you know, around the world, landmarks from around the world, all on the strip. So it kind of makes sense that it would be like a little piece of Australia right there on the strip.
You know, I honestly never really thought about that, but it's true. When you think of Luxor and you think of, you know, New York, I mean, this is sort of, you know, and, you know, Tour Eiffel, you know, the Eiffel Tower. Then you've got Bellagio, which is like an ode to like Lake Como and Italy and all that kind of stuff. So that is actually sort of interesting, though there are probably some landmarks that are missing, but I haven't thought about that much.
Oh, they can make that huge Dubai Tower thingy. I forget what it's called. You know what
it is. Burj, the Burj.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
Burj. Everybody's heard that the Burj is the word. I apologize.
Well, there are other – well, you know, I happen to love Egypt a lot, and Luxor always – the Egyptian theming on Luxor I thought was the best thing. And I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you don't, but one of my favorite cities in the world, if not favorite cities in the world, is actually Luxor, Egypt. So yeah, I was – because when I was a mere lad in university, one of my majors was archaeology with a lot of focus on Egyptology and bones and stones.
I'm just thinking about you being like, it belongs in a museum. Like, just like archaeologist you. Like,
well, I really thought – like, so until like some life changes happened in my life, I really – thought that my life's endeavors would be with archaeology or cultural resource management. Like, that's what I wanted to do, specifically Egyptology. I also really liked African prehistory. But then life took a couple changes, and I never got back to that. But I love – so Egypt was one of my favorite – you know, one of my favorite places to visit, and I just was fascinated by Egyptology. I just – it just was amazing. So the theming with Luxor I thought was always super cool. I actually wanted to do a trip that was Luxor to Luxor, where you started out at Luxor in Vegas and then you finished your trip at Luxor in Egypt. Luxor to Luxor.
That could be like an interesting little like YouTube series. You should do that at some point.
Okay. Yeah. And I went to the Sound and Light show in Luxor. Ah, Luxor was so good. Such good memories. New Year's Eve, 1989, into 1989 to 1990, I spent New Year's Eve on the Nile.
The River Nile?
Yes, the River Nile.
Wow.
I know. It was really cool. Anyway, back to the topic. So now you know more about me. You see, you learn something. You never know what you're going to find out about me, Bovestro.
Never know. Every day is a new adventure.
Yes, it sometimes is a new adventure. Absolutely.
That being said, it is time for the tease.
So today's tease was brought on about dreaming about casino and gambling dreams. And I was just thinking about that a little bit because I'm sure a lot of people who listen to Zorkast or watch this on YouTube have crazy casino dreams. And I don't always remember a lot of them. And sometimes some of them are just daydreams and thoughts, but some of them are like deep, crazy, like dreams that you only remember a little bit from in the middle of the night. And of course, I love to dream about gambling. Last night had some crazy stuff, including betting a lot of money on the number 23 because my wife told me to do that, which is absolutely the opposite of anything that would ever happen in life because my wife would never tell me to bet on anything. But it is true that 23 and 26 are my dominant numbers on the roulette wheel. It also included me having this bizarre conversation about increasing It wasn't, it was in Carisi Acredolina Casino, but I don't really remember much of what happened there. But it was also increasing the Baccarat minimum to maximum and then going on this incredible streak. This is a reoccurring like dream pattern of mine, is that I streak like 26 in a row or 30 in a row at Baccarat. And for those who don't play Baccarat, that means just the same hand happens that many times in a row, which would be either player or banker. And there was this one casino, which I used to play at quite often, and I still love the place. I just don't get to Vegas as much. And they had it was like a $25 or $50 minimum on their high limit Baccarat, but it wasn't a squeeze game. And if you wanted it to be a squeeze game, that you had to bet a minimum of 100, which was quite standard. Squeeze means you can touch the cards, nothing more complicated than that. And at that time, the maximum bet was $5,000. And I always look at the minimum bet like $25 or $50 to maximum of $5,000. And I feel if the minimum bet then is raised to $100, that the maximum should be more than $5,000 for Baccarat. It should be $10,000 or $20,000. And a lot of places like Wynn and Cosmo, that's exactly what it is. The maximum bet is $20,000. And we're talking here public Baccarat tables in high limit, not like special negotiated terms. And this casino would not have it. Like, they did not want the maximum more than 5,000. And what was funny about that is my host was giving me a hard time because he's like, well, you never bet 5,000. If you start off betting 5,000, then we'll raise the limit for you. But of course, that's not there. It's part of this like whole dream idea that I run into a streak and I can get my $100 bet up to 5,000 and then up to 7,000 or 8,000. And of course, those who play Baccarat, and you won't get this unless you play Baccarat, I like have these sequences in my head of how I would increase my bet on a specific streak. And for anyone who's there, there's an asterisk. There's no math in any of this. This is just luck. Baccarat is not, you know, even though Baccarat tends to be a streaky game, there's no math behind that, really. There absolutely is no math behind that. But it's funny. But at that one casino, actually, I got to my highest maximum bet ever that I've ever had at Baccarat, which was $3,500 a hand, which I think is a pretty healthy amount for a hand of Baccarat. And I actually won a couple of those $3,500 bets. And that was starting off from 100. So obviously that dream, you know, because I would have, I could not increase my bet. I froze. I've thought about this a lot. I froze at the point where I couldn't get above a $3,500 bet. Logically, I should have, after winning two $3,500 bets, I should have logically gone up to 5,000 and then tried to go up higher than that. But I was just sort of frozen in shock at getting up to this point of these $3,500 bets. So I just couldn't do it. Another thing that I also dream about is craps. Multiple parlays. Love parlays. Parlay the hard eight. I always dream about like having three or four or five different hard eights in a row. That's something I've spoken about with Josh before at Crap Vegas. If you do not listen to Crap Vegas, it's the ultimate gambling and craps podcast. I did put a link in the show notes. Chris and Josh do a fantastic job there, but I've talked to Josh about a lot of these crazy craps dreams. The other one is parlaying 11s and 12s. I love to, for those who don't know it, I love shitty bets at craps. Maybe not as bad as I don't play crapless, but I love chasing the 11 and the 12. And I've had only one instance where I've been able to roll a combo. I've rolled once three 11s, three yos in a row. And I've once had a series of four 11s and 12s rolled in a row. So that is sort of it. But I always, the whole craps dream thing to me is like, what do you do once you have everything max? Once all your place bets are max, now your line bet is max and you need to get more money out there. Do you also do place bets that replicate the line bet? Of course, then you'd be doing come bets with full odds. I never do come bets. And then you'd probably also be putting lots of money on the field. I never bet on the field. So that's my question, you know, always with craps. Like, what would you do if you got into a situation where all your place numbers were max, everything is maxed out? What else would you start betting on? What would your strategy be there? Or would you just stand there in shock? Which I probably would. And that's it for casino dreams. How about you, Movestro? You must have one or two dreams. I'm not even going to talk about my slot dreams because I've spoken too long already.
I mean, I have had slot dreams.
But my dreams are always simple. I just simply win megabucks. The Link version, many, many bucks. In the dream, of course, it's always more than actual megabucks. So let's say it's like hundreds of millions of dollars. Nice, simple. Yours are very, you have very strategic dreams about how you're going to achieve certain. I love that. My mind doesn't work like that. In my dream world, everything is simplified. And it's like, you do a pull, and just to make it risky, it'll be one pay line on the slot machine, not nine lines or anything like that. One pay line, everything's got a lineup center, and you get megabucks, megabucks, megabucks. Boom. Place, you know, it's just the crowd goes wild. Millions and millions of dollars. And the my first thing I want to do is just get a picture of me with that big fake check and send it to like whoever my corporate boss is and, you know, resign immediately. Yeah, that would be it. And then just
I have had thoughts about Top Dollar before. And I would think about I had this thoughts. I love double Top Dollar, as you know. So that's the one for those people who don't know that has a double of it. And I was thinking of $500 denomination Top Dollar. And so I guess that would be like double Top Dollar, two coin. You know, you see, I always get so specific. So if it was $500 and you got the 1,000, which was the highest Top Dollar one you could get on a bonus, that would be what? Like $500,000. And then you can get times two and then times two. So that would be like a clean, what, $2 million, I think. Anyway, so I've had those thoughts before with like Top Dollar, like, ooh, if I played $500 denomination and I did get the Top Dollar bonus and I did get the 1,000 and maybe something else and times two, how much would I weigh? Yeah. Your dreams are easier on the mind, probably.
Very easy.
Mine like require like calculators.
Dude, even your dreams are work. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's dreams. It's supposed to be fun. Like, my mind just simplifies everything down. You win the millions and millions of dollars. You have a corporate check. And then I go out and I eat the most opulent things I can find in Las Vegas. There's some restaurants at the Venetian I've seen videos on because, you know, fancy people eat fancy food. And it's just like, you know, where it shows up with fog for some reason. And like things like that. Like I would just do the most stupidly rich things. You know, things that are like that $1,000 burger. No, I still can't justify that cost. Even if I had billions of dollars, I couldn't justify $1,000 on a burger. I'm sorry. I don't care what's gold encrusted. I don't care. It's just a burger. I can't do that. But like very fancy upscale, the highest amount of Michelin stars you could get on a meal, I would definitely want to do that.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you have to dream even bigger than that, but more complicated than that. Like I would.
Oh, dude, like, I would go around to all the panhandlers on Fremont and just pay them to not be there anymore.
You know what I do, and I'll leave you with this. I would pay to have like a private experience in the middle of the Bellagio fountains where they set up like a dining table, like in the middle of the Bellagio fountains and I'm served my dinner. Anyway, that's another topic for an episode. Crazy thing or some like crazy ass buyout of some venue in Vegas. Like, I guess I would want it to be an iconic venue, but something similar to like, I'm going to buy out all of Allegiant Stadium and I'm just going to sit up. I'm literally just going to set up dinner for eight in the middle of the field.
I'm trying to figure out how does that work at the Bellagio fountains? Like, is it like a floating?
I don't know. Platform? Well, you know how they've set up all these stages and platforms for the other stuff outside for like CBS did for the Super Bowl and stuff like that.
Well, so yeah, I'm thinking. But then Vegas Twitter is going to hate you. You know that. Like, oh, look at this guy ruining the view of the Bellagio fountains so he can eat this fancy meal. Look at this elitist eating dinner. In the middle of the Bellagio fountains.
Vegas Twitter is going to hate me.
They sure will. They absolutely will.
You know what? I would tell you out of the 999 things I worry about on a daily basis, probably that Vegas Twitter hating me isn't it. But Vegas Twitter is so fucked up at the moment. Like it's all, I don't know. I think Vegas Twitter in general is slightly toxic at the moment. And I try not to get involved too much in that because the last time I defended someone, I got a shitstorm of X toxicity. But anyway, that's it. That's all I got for you today, sir.
All right. Well, then that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. It's not just for Las Vegas. It's all over the freaking world, by the way. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.